You are going to listen to a tour guide talking about a castle in Shropshire. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 9, using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. So we're here at Shrewsbury Castle. The castle has almost 1,000 years of history. The first castle documented here was in 1067, a year after the Battle of Hastings, when the Normans had invaded and taken over the country. It was built by Roger de Montgomery, cousin of William the Conqueror, and it was a castle made of wood, was 40 foot high and painted white. You could see its tower throughout the whole of Shropshire. This tower survived until about 1150, when it fell into the river because the monks had changed the course of the river to build a lake for fishing. They started building the new castle, which is the castle that I'm standing in today. It is a sandstone castle built from 1150 to 1300, and it had a very varied life. It was a royal castle until Elizabeth I sold it, and the castle became the home of William Pulteney. He became the first private owner of the castle. He was the richest man in Shropshire without being an aristocrat. He was born as William Johnson in Scotland. He married Henriette Pulteney, took her surname, and used her money to do up the castle and make it the prettiest house in town. He actually invited Thomas Telford from a little village in Scotland next to where he lived to come and live with the family in the castle. Thomas Telford built various rooms inside the castle that are still around today. There are three. There's a circular room, which sometimes gets called the Telford room. There is the parlour on the first floor. And finally, the viewing point of the town, which is called Catherine's Tower. Thomas Telford was not very well known. He was going around the town one day and walked into one of the churches. He discovered that the church's bell tower was in very poor condition and needed restoration. He reported this back to the church officials, and they said, "You're too young and inexperienced in these things." About 7 days later, suddenly Thomas Telford was the person to go for discussions on buildings and repair works, because the tower had fallen down, just as he said it would. So he lived in Shrewsbury Castle with William Pulteney, and later went on to become one of the most important engineers in this country.